This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations that took place at Republic Square in the capital Male a short while ago. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives on the special invitation of President Muizu. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif today. The two leaders discussed the key pillars of the India-Maldives friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy and more. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the close collaboration between the two nations has greatly benefited their people, and both countries look forward to deepening their partnership in the years to come. In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Modi held discussions with Speaker of the People's Majlis, the Maldives Parliament, Abdul Rahim Abdullah. They talked about the deep-rooted India-Maldives friendship, including the close relationship between their respective parliaments. The formation of the India-Maldives Parliamentary Friendship Group was welcomed as a positive step for bilateral ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport. Mr. Modi will also lay foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvatharai Festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The sprawling expansion of Muthunagar Airport is a hope for the travellers. The government is focusing on Udaan scheme to increase air connectivity throughout the country. The airport will connect Kulasekarapattanam, the second spaceport for ISRO, the famous Tiruchendur Temple, and also to the nearby district air travellers. This is expected to boost trade and investment. The major exports here include general cargo, building materials, liquid cargo, sugar, granite and limonite ore. Prime Minister will leave for Tiruchi from here tonight to participate in birthday celebration of Emperor Rajendra Chola I. Joy, Akashvani, reporting from Tuticorin.
17 parliamentarians have been awarded Sansad Ratna Awards 2025 in New Delhi today for their exemplary performance. These parliamentarians include Ravi Kishan and Dinesh Sharma from the BJP, Varsha Gaikwad from the Congress, Supriya Sule from NCPSP and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBT. The awards have been given by a non-government organisation. Talking to media on the occasion, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said this award is a recognition of the MP's outstanding performance. He also congratulated all the MPs who got the award today.
Sansad Ratna Award ye ek tarike se prime hamare MPs ka परफॉर्मेंस है उसको रिकॉग्निशन किया गया उनका अच्छा काम का उसका आउटस्टैंडिंग परफॉर्मेंस को रिकॉग्नाइज किया गया है तो मैं सारा एमपीस को बधाई देता हूं अभिनंदन करता हूं कि अवार्ड का वो सब हकदार है
Kargil Vijay Divas is being celebrated today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil war The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers on Kargil Vijay Divas today. In her message, the president said the day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honor the brave soldiers. Clashes reportedly continued at several areas along the Thailand-Cambodia border, with Cambodian forces conducting sustained bombardment, utilizing heavy weapons, field artillery and rocket systems. In chess, the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 began today between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in Batumi, Georgia. In the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day four, India were 1-for-2 at lunch. In their second innings against hosts England, earlier today England were all out for 669 runs in their first innings at Old Trafford in Manchester, taking the lead of 311 runs. And with that we end this news bulletin.